Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing how to get a girlfriend. So when trying to get a girlfriend, there are a few main elements at play. Of course, this is such a huge subject and there is not a 100% guaranteed way that you can kind of follow a paint-by-numbers set of advice to get a girlfriend. These are kind of generalized suggestions which are going to give you a much better chance of being able to get a girlfriend. So first of all, let's really get into the obvious kind of stuff. You need to be as healthy as you can be. You need to be as fit as you can be. And you need to be someone who has great personal hygiene and improving their looks in general for as good as you can. So this doesn't necessarily mean you've got to look like a model, but you know where your kind of maximum potential is and you need to try to reach that. You need to get as close to your absolute maximum as possible. And this will mean you are physically attractive to more people. It's common sense, really. So, you know, you can really improve your fitness within 4 to 6 weeks. You can have big signs of improvement, like your weight can be a more healthy weight. You can look healthier because of increased sleep even. You know, these aren't things which are really hugely difficult to do. You can have a healthy lifestyle with healthier food, making sure you exclude unhealthy substances. It's not kind of a difficult thing to consider these first early aspects about self-improvement, being healthier, being fitter, having a new haircut potentially, or, you know, something that's kind of just making you look kind of sharp, going and maybe purchasing some new clothes if necessary. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money, all of this, but just looking fresh, new, healthy, you know, these kind of things are going to mean that you are attractive to more people. But the difficult part of trying to get a girlfriend that a lot of people struggle with is the mindset. Now, the best way to look at it is this: the majority of women are feminine and the majority of men are masculine, or that is kind of how it should be for sexual polarity to work. This isn't something that is for everyone, but to generalize, the vast majority of women who are feminine are attracted to masculine people who are generally men, and vice versa. Men who are generally supposed to be masculine are people who are generally going to be attracted to someone who is feminine, who is mostly women. So that is kind of how you look at the sexual polarity. Now, the problem is that the media and kind of social influences have been attacking the masculine core, and it's created a situation where a lot of men are acting very feminine. They're having feminine traits. They're kind of acting in a way where traditional natural masculinity is seen as a negative, when in reality, masculinity is something that is going to attract femininity. So even though you can kind of like look at things and say, you know, I'm somebody who I've got all the traits. Of course, you know, everybody has masculine traits, everybody's feminine traits. It doesn't matter what sex you are, but they're to differing degrees and they kind of balance out as an overall aura. So if you want to attract somebody who's feminine, if you really kind of want a feminine woman, then you need to be masculine in your core. And some of these traits, just to mention, include being confident and stable, which means in mindset that you're not needy. You're not going to kind of break down every time that there's something that doesn't go your way. You know, you're kind of somebody who can stay centered and in control of your emotions. That is kind of a strong masculine kind of way of like looking at the world. Another masculine trait would be drive. Somebody who's got drive, somebody who's got passion, someone who really kind of wants to make their way in the world and is somebody who can become like a rock to someone else. You know, you're the rock is the masculine energy, and that is attracted to feminine energy, who, you know, is somebody who is looking for somebody who is stable, somebody who's confident, somebody who is going to kind of drive forward with their life. And be, you know, a woman who is in her feminine is going to want a man of action. And that is something that is going to make you very attractive to women who are feminine. Now, when we look at things like this, this is where you have to be careful not to cross the line into being a bad boy. So let's look at this. Bad boys often attract women. And the reason that is because they have a lot of masculine alpha traits amongst their destructive behavior. So to be the ideal man, you need to have those masculine traits, but you need to make sure that you don't have the negative traits that a bad boy has. Because ordinarily, this is what would happen. A woman won't date a nice guy because she finds him boring, she finds him somebody who's not really kind of going to push her buttons, you might say, in the kind of instinctive way that's just kind of built into us, you know. A nice guy is not going to have the drive that somebody with masculine traits is going to have, because a nice guy generally is quite feminine in their mindset. However, when they are attracted to bad boys who have these masculine alpha traits, normally that is only short-lived, because eventually the negative traits of a bad boy show through, and then that will cause the relationship to break down. So some of the negative traits from a bad boy will include, you know, obvious things that you would know, I'm sure, such as cheating, such as being somebody who can't be trusted, somebody who is over the top with their kind of aggressiveness, somebody who is very controlling. Like, all of these aspects are out of control behavior, the out of control attitudes that are shown by a bad boy. And eventually that will come to kind of cost the bad boy, because what will happen is the woman will be initially attracted to the bad boy because of the alpha traits, but when the whole picture shines through, it will mean that the relationship either ends or it will continue into being a very dysfunctional relationship where you've got the bad boy using all of the traits, kind of good and bad, and then the woman will be somebody who doesn't really know where to go in all of this. You know, sometimes the relationships will end, sometimes they'll just reluctantly put up with the bad behavior. Now, the ideal place to be is kind of in between this. You want to have nice guy traits in kind of like the respect and in the way that you will be somebody who can be trusted, somebody who is not abusive. You want those traits from the nice guy, but you want to take the alpha traits which are generally shown in a bad boy. You need to be a man of action, you need to have drive, you need to have passion, you need to be cheeky, you know, don't cross the line, but you kind of need to have those kind of like levels. And if you can be somebody who can master all of these kind of things, then you will stand a much better chance of getting a girlfriend and being attractive to lots of different women, and then be able to kind of live an abundance mentality, an abundance life, where you have so many different options. Now, if you go to my website, dateme.tips, that's www.dateme.tips, you will find books that I've written, which include one specifically designed on how to attract women. And that could be something which I think if you're listening to this podcast, you would find very useful. So go and check out my website, dateme.tips, and you'll also be able to find my contact details and other information there. So just to summarize on how to get a girlfriend, there is no kind of official way you can definitely just follow step by step and you get a girlfriend, because everybody is on different levels with this masculine and feminine energy, with this sexual polarity as it is. All we can say is the generalization, and the majority of men are going to be attracted to feminine women, and the majority of women are going to be attracted to masculine men. So the best way to try and get a girlfriend is to make sure you have that masculine core. As I said at the very start, you need to make sure your health, fitness, cleanliness, hygiene, you know, style, all of those things are also like on point as well. But if you can then make sure that your sexual polarity is right, then you will attract more women than you repel. And the way to do that is try to have a masculine core. You'll find more about that in other podcasts that I've released, as well as the book that I've written on my website, datemedoc.tips. But just to kind of give you like a little insight into this, you need to make sure you've got the masculine core, but don't go overboard into the bad boy, because the bad boy might get the girl initially, but it's going to end badly in most instances. It's going to end in a destructive permanent relationship, which is not healthy, or it will actually end with the relationship ending. So keep the masculine core, but don't go overboard. Don't become the bad boy. Keep some nice guy traits, but don't be the nice guy. If you're going to be the nice guy, then you're not going to attract many women. You've got traits which will keep them, but they're not going to be attracted to you in the first place, unfortunately, in the majority of instances. So I hope you've enjoyed that podcast. I've got lots more podcasts out there and I release them regularly, so please make sure you subscribe and check out my website, www.datemedoc.tips.